We have partnered up with Drive Toward a Cure. This is a group of automotive enthusiasts, manufacturers, suppliers, and people who have gotten together to try to do something to help the research, move the research along for Parkinson's disease. It's a disease that affects so many people. We all know somebody. I have two good friends who have been afflicted with this disease. Actually, three good friends. My uncle had it, so it's a cause that's very, very close to me and dear to me. And so I have gotten involved with a Drive Toward a Cure to try to help them raise money and awareness of Parkinson's disease on both ends, help people who have it and people who think they might have it, as well as families of people. And they've come up, Drive Toward a Cure, with a number of fun ways to do this. One of them is called 75 Days of Summer. Now, the 75 Days of Summer has started already, but that doesn't stop you because you can participate in this in a bunch of ways. You can drive miles. If you're taking a road trip this year, you can take pledges and do that. You can share your adventures, what you're doing, and you can raise money. There are great prizes to be had for people who raise money, who achieve certain goals. DriveTowardAcure.org is the website. One gentleman who is doing that is a fellow New Yorker who has gotten in his car and decided to put some miles on it, shall we say. He is heading across country, in and out, back and forth, and he joins us now. He will join us every Saturday, give us an update during the summer, and give us an update on what he's doing and where he's going. Jeff Uden is with us. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Vinny. Good to hear you. I'm talking to you from the S's of Watkins Glen International Raceway.
Oh, man. That's, you know, next to Lime Rock in Indianapolis, you know, Watkins Glen, maybe the one raceway that everybody says I want to get to, and probably many don't get there.
Yeah, it's up here. Well, they're having the historic racing series up here. So it's the Masters Formula One. So you get to see vintage Formula One cars. And then the array of endurance cars is just astonishing, from old stuff to modern endurance cars. One of a very good supporter and a friend of Drive Toward a Cure, David Porter, is up here with the Le Mans winning Peugeot 908 diesel and from 2008. And this thing is like a spaceship. And David is incredibly passionate. He played host to our Conversations for a Cause program, where we filmed folks talking about their passion for cars. Because for us in Drive Toward a Cure, it's always been about cars, but also that camaraderie that comes with it. The love of talking about your car, or finding out about another, or chit-chatting about, you know, some technical issue or bit of history. So everything that we do is to try to do some good and raise funds and awareness for Parkinson's and Parkinson's research, but it's doing so from an enthusiast standpoint. So you can probably hear the cars now starting. They're just getting on track now.
Yeah, when you can mix those together, when you can find that sweet spot that mixes up your enthusiasm for cars and your ability to raise money and get friends to jump in on it and pledge some money, and sometimes it's not a lot of money that they pledge to you, but every penny counts in when you're doing this kind of thing. It's really a lot of fun because you have the commonality of the automotive enthusiast, and then you have also the commonality of wanting to help a cause, to do something for people. And when you can mix those together, it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's what it's been. You know, the legendary Seneca Lodge is where all the racers go after they win. I mean, it's a who's who going back. You know, European racing started here in 1948, And this place has been around, and it's right on the old circuit. And I'll tell you, I pulled the truck up, and I've got some of our Drive Tour to Cure stickers and our QR codes. And it's just like you said, everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a connection to someone who's been affected by this. And it's just a good way. Deb Pollock, who is known in the auto industry, you know Deb, and her heart is just as big as they come, and it affected her, and I happened to be around when we started this thing all the way back. Deb and I were at Maserati and Ferrari together, and we did an event with Phil Hill, who was stricken with it, and it was pretty spectacular, and it always elicits stories and care and a desire to do something. So, you know, I think anytime those of us who, for me, I commune, for me, church is the road. You know, I like to get it on the road, and my sort of fellow parishioners are always other motorheads and car people. So it's been really something else seeing the interest in the program and the stories, et cetera, up here, you know, amongst all the rest of us folks here at Watkins Glen.
That's a great line. The road is church, because I find it the same way when, part church, part therapy. If you're having problems, get in the car and drive, and they seem to all go away. You know, you seem to be able to think there better, for me, better than almost anywhere else that I think.
Yeah, that's very much what the 75 Days of Summer is about. It takes the concept that we all love to get it on the road, or, you know, some of us always have something planned. For me, it was a 2-month trip. You know, I lost my father in December, and it enables you to do something good and get out there and add something to the moment, you know, and do some good and raise some money and have some fun. Their drawings, you know, if you go up to drivetourtocure.org/summer, you can read about the program. And we just auctioned off beautiful, beautiful print of there's a drawing of Juan Manuel Fangio's 1957 250F, that he made legendary at the Nürburgring. And is probably the definitive car, you know, late 50s Formula One car. Next week, there's a Bluetooth speaker from Harman Kardon. There's always action going on. There's a whole variety of gifts. It costs only $20 to sign up, and you can create a little web page and say what you're doing. But you join a little community of people. I know a couple of my colleagues from the automotive industry are out there doing the same thing, and it's just very special. It just adds that extra little bit of care and thoughtfulness that you have on the road. And that's very much what Drive Tour to Cure is about as a community.
And we'll be able to, we're talking to Jeff Newton, who is driving across country, raising money for Drive Tour to Cure, which is a great organization. I truly suggest you go on their website and click on the 75 Days of Summer, see the people who are behind this, and sign up to support Jeff and in his trip across, and sign up just to support the program. Where are you going on this trip? We're going to be able to follow you. We're going to talk to you for a couple of minutes every week from now until Labor Day, and kind of get a blast of where you're going. Give me a little bit of an outline of where you're headed this summer.
Sure thing. So my tour, I dubbed it the Wolves and the Wise. So my father was a scientist. He was, and Vinny, you'll respect this. He was one of those kids. He grew up in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and he didn't take biochemistry. He majored in biology and chemistry because he didn't know what was going to get him out of Brooklyn. And so he made it out of Brooklyn, and he was very involved in the first computerized system that multitasked blood analyzation. They did 6 first, and then you could do 12 and 24. So he gave me a love of science and a love of history. He was one of the very early investors in when they reintroduced the wolves into Yellowstone Park. And if you know anything about that, what happened once the wolves came back was that the land reclaimed itself. The grazing animals started to move, and they were obviously lessened with wolves there, but they started to hide more. And what you had was all the flora, the fauna, the waterways recreated themselves. And this is over hundreds of thousands of acres. And my dad and I had always planned to go out, and if we couldn't see a wolf or hear one at night, then we wanted to see this area that these beautiful, you know, family-oriented creatures had restored. So I'm going to be doing that. He was also a big fan of indigenous culture, so I'm going to be seeing, stopping at a lot of places. I'm going up to the Black Hills of South Dakota to visit those spots and just places that that I think he would have really enjoyed, and just sort of try to think about my time with him. My father and I were best friends, and he was always fascinated. You know, he understood my interest in cars and motorcycles and mini bikes because, you know, it's mechanical. It has a science-oriented thing, and it was funny. When I started working at Ferrari, once he recognized the technology, he became a big Ferrari Formula One fan, and I got to bring him up to Montreal and bring him in the paddock, and it was it definitely wasn't. He played basketball in Brooklyn, but it was something that he really respected and loved. So I'm going to try to hit a number of spots. We're going to be in Chicago and Catskin Leather. They do beautiful leather seats for trucks. I myself am in a 2013 Toyota Tacoma, which those of us who own them refer to as tacos, and mine's got a 6-speed manual, but you know, the seats now, it's getting on a little bit, and so they're going to put some beautiful seats in there. They've been involved in the cause, and they've been friends with Deb and that sort of thing. So we're going to do a nice stop in Chicago. We're going to do some stuff around Denver and Aurora, Colorado, and Boulder and around there. Then for me, it's a matter of just trying to get out in the country as much as I can, camp out of the back of this thing, and see if I can hear a wolf howl at night.
You probably will be able to at some point. I think that, you know, I think that the road is going to be crowded this year, obviously. A lot of people are on the road and decided to stick close this year instead of jetting off to Europe or Asia, wherever people jet off to. So you're going to have lots of company out there as far as people. Yeah. But even, you know, even when the road is crowded, it's still cool because you get to talk to people from all different walks of life out there.
Yeah, look, you know what? That ends up being, you know, sort of a blessing in disguise there, because my goal here, I've been an ambassador and I've been around. So really what I'm trying to do here is get the word out and make sure that people know about this program and understand it. I've had plenty of people photograph the signage and the QR codes and scan them and look them up. And so that's good for me. And then this little truck here is just fine getting off on. In fact, I love it. I'm an old dirt biker, so it loves getting out deep in the forest or the woods. So I plan to get out in the desert. I reckon I'll find some solace out there, you know, and the space when I need it.
Hit the salt flats and just stop in the middle. You'll find all the solace you need if you go early in the morning.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, not to mention the drifting and the, you know, the other hijinks.
The other stuff that got other hijinks.
Who's got the bug do?
How do people get a hold of you? Get a hold of your page? How do they contribute to, if they want to do it specifically to you, to follow you along and to hear your accounts on the show here? How would they do that?
They go to drivetortacure.org/wolf. So that was my father's sort of nickname. And so, and then it also represents the wolves there. So they can see my story. They can see the truck, and they can see my beautiful 1974 Husqvarna motorcycle up there and learn a little bit about my story. But I would really recommend anyone, even if you're planning just one trip, it's only $20. You go up, you sign up, you create a page, And it just opens up a world for you that, you know, prizes an automotive community. As we said, it's for us, it's camaraderie, it's community and all that. So you can follow me and that sort of thing. But I recommend folks take a look, think about if they're going to be getting on the road and decide for themselves that they want to be a part of our group here, because it's all, we're all automotive people. We've all been around for a long time. We all take this seriously with a big smile on our face. I guess that's probably the best way to summarize it. You know, we love cars. We do this. This is our lives. For me, it's been my career. But at the same time, it's also my love and my passion.
Yeah, I think that's, and when you can do things to, in your career that's your love and your passion, and go out and do something like this and devote that kind of time to it, it's a great thing. Also, for people who do want to get involved with this, if, especially if you're thinking about detailing your car, if you raise $100 or donate $100, Mothers will send you a complimentary gift pack worth $150. So if you're going to go to the store and, you know, get yourself a, you know, bunch of stuff to clean your car, you may as well just do $100 to drive toward a cure. And you'll get your stuff, a gift pack worth $150. You're already $50 ahead of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Our sponsors have been incredible. Mothers, certainly, and Haggerty and Maserati and, you know, a whole Catskin Shell, a whole number of others. So it's, we're very lucky. And the prizes are meant for, you know, they're, we understand what it takes to own a car. So that mother's kid is just, I wish I had one now. Much as I love all the mud and grime all over the truck, you know, and at a certain point I'm going to need to get this thing cleaned. And, you know, I'm pretty particular about it, so I'm not just going to pull it through a car wash.
Yeah, any car guy worth the salt is wants to keep the car clean, man. That's, you know, that's the there's nothing like sitting there and looking at a freshly cleaned car before you take it back out into the mud. All right, Jeff, listen, safe travels. We will check in with you next week, see how far you've gotten, and, you know, talk a little bit about what you've seen on the road. I look forward to talking to you on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot, Vinny. And listen, for the first time in 20 years, let's go New York Knickerbockers, all right?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
You know,
all right, thing. Brother, you that's take care of yourself out there.
All right, take it easy.
All right, take care. Bye. Once again, the website is drivetowardacure.org. You can find Jeff's story at /Wolf. You can contribute to Parkinson's research. You can find out more about Parkinson's disease on this website. It'll get you a little bit more informed, and hopefully you'll say, hey, you know what, I'll throw in a few bucks to help out here. And you can also, if you're going on a vacation or you're going on a weekend drive, track days, family driving holidays, weekend drive, something like that, there's going to be prizes weekly for most miles driven, an overall prize. So there's lots of ways that you can get involved in this. Just go to drivetowardacure.org, and you can share your adventures at Drive Toward a Cure, and you can use #SummerDrive2021 to put stuff on Facebook and on Instagram, documenting your adventures and your travels. I would love to see posts on there from the Cascades, the Olympics, and Grand Coulee Dam and all those different places. All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and do our cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon, coming up here on Drive Time.